Sue, let me ask you, though, about when you think about orchards, you could think, in terms of social history, you could think of the big, large walled gardens, the heated orchards that were providing fruit year-round for, well, not year-round, but seasonally, for the big house, as it were. But in the Highlands in particular, and I'm sure in other agricultural rural areas, there was a long tradition of very small orchards on crofts, or, and they were very important to a way of life there. I mean, how many trees constitute an orchard, and why do you think that's all fallen off?
Well, actually, we decided 5 trees constitute an orchard, of any fruit whatsoever. So when I went out, I was surprised at how many orchards there were. There were a lot of crofts on the west coast of Scotland, and fruit trees were very, very important in the past, and they're actually becoming more so now. And in fact, far from falling off, new entrants to the crofting have actually started planting more and more fruit trees, which is delightful to see, and they're getting it right. They're planting them in the right places and seeking advice on doing this, so they have a far better rate of survival. But certainly a lot of the old crofts I went to had older trees, had older orchards. I mean, some of them dated back to 80 years, some possibly 100 years, but the fruit was very, very important to them because, as Crispin mentioned before, they stored the fruit. They didn't have Tesco's just down the road to go and buy fruit from. I mean, where I live, it's at least 36 miles to the nearest shop. So you can imagine 100 years ago, people didn't have the wherewithal, didn't have the transport to go to buy so much.
Yeah, but see, there's something very moving, I think, in the Highlands about these old orchards, even more than the really impressive ones and the big estate houses. There's something very poignant about walking through an old orchard.
Absolutely, because they were absolutely utilised. They were used not only for the fruit, for the habitat it provided underneath, for their pigs, for their sheep, for their ducks, grazing habitat. They fed the surplus fruit to their animals. Really important, really, really important. And as I say, today we're seeing this coming back. And as I speak, I mean, going out to do this surveying that Crispin set up, it was wonderful because so many people were so enthusiastic. I had phone calls, absolutely torrents of phone calls saying, please can we have our orchard recorded? And on the back of that, people have been buying apple presses and juicing their fruit, and they use it. And in fact, I would say the majority of the orchards that I surveyed, everybody uses the fruit in some way today.